Well, welcome to the youth message. We record these messages for the youth. We know the youth has got cell phones and they got access to the internet and all that. So we're hoping and praying that they get these messages. But, you know, more important, we're all children of the living God. So we're all young at heart. So I record these and hope that the youth get them, but also that the adults listen to it because we are also young. Young at heart, as we celebrate God the Father. Did you know that Father's Day is a day that's set apart to celebrate just that, fatherhood? Recognize the influence of our own fathers in our own homes and even on society. And they foster bonds between a husband and a wife and the raising of the children. But it's also celebrated to honor and commemorate our fathers and our forefathers. You know, we know that last week was Flag Day, so we recognize our forefathers as they gave us this wonderful document called the Constitution, and we rely on the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers made it possible for us to live in a country that is free. Now, Father's Day is normally celebrated on the third Sunday in June in the United States, but many other countries also recognize that date is Father's Day, and it varies from country to country. But it's believed that Father's Day was first observed on June the 19th, 1910, 110 years ago, in Spokane, Washington. And through the efforts of Sonora Smart Dodd, a Christian woman and the daughter of American Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, Sonora's mother died when she was the age 16. And she wanted a day that would commemorate and honor fathers like her own, who took on the challenge of raising her as a single parent. And he raised five other children in the family. And once she began soliciting the idea of an official Father's Day, she met some opposition, can you imagine? But she persevered. Then a bill was introduced in Congress in 1913, and in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson spoke at a Father's Day celebration in Spokane, Washington, wanting to make it an official holiday. But Congress still resisted. And in 1924, Calvin Coolidge became involved, and in 1930, a national committee was formed by various trade groups in an effort to legitimize this holiday known as Father's Day. But the battle continued, and in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made the proclamation for the third Sunday of June to be known as Father's Day. And then finally, it was made an official national holiday when President Nixon signed the proclamation in 1972. Now, I was reading in the book of Proverbs, which is our wisdom scriptures in the Bible, and it was talking specifically about honoring men and leaders of example and certain skills. Now, we know not long ago we celebrated Mother's Day, and we all have a mother, and we also need a father in order to be children. So, now I know broken families and different things are all around, but you know the young men who come into this world need to be able to pick up on the wisdom that God has given to them, because someday they're going to have their own family and they're going to have the opportunity to raise children and raise a family. So it's not an easy task to be an earthly father, but it is a wonderful thing to recognize God the Father as our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can celebrate this time together as Father's Day. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good time and everything is going well with you. Just wanted to give you a little insight on why we celebrate Father's Day. Main reason is because God loves us, and He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in Him shall never die but have eternal life. That's the promised hope. And then He gave us another gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us learn. The Holy Spirit teaches us always about Jesus. Amen. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Amen.